Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, who she had born to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." Marriage contracts of the ancient Middle East would sometimes stipulate that if a wife did not give birth to a child over a predefined period, she would purchase a slave woman for her husband. If the second woman would bear a baby, it would become considered the child of the first wife. This was the case with the family dynamic, the complicated family dynamic of Abraham and Sarah and Hagar. Further complicating things, after Hagar bore Ishmael, Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to Isaac. As we heard in the passage from Genesis 21 that Amanda read for us earlier, jealousy over hereditary rights and racial ethnic intolerance overlap into an attitude of prejudice against Hagar and Ishmael. Although we must always be careful of judging a different time through our values, the devastating reality that cannot be unseen at any time is that Sarah and Abraham callously cut off members of their own family. There is abandonment, betrayal, and a banishment into the wilderness to an unknown fate. This is a difficult story to hear. And on this Pride Sunday, we acknowledge that it may be particularly difficult for some members of the LGBTQ community, that some of you or someone you know or love may have found themselves cast out emotionally or literally for simply being who they are and loving who they love. And that all too often, the justification for this bizarre sense of family values is religion. In the quoting of a handful of Bible verses, narrow-mindedly taken out of context, and without seeing, without understanding that the fundamental truths of our tradition always, always point towards justice and love and solidarity with the outcast and the other. And so in these times of increasingly harmful rhetoric and backsliding in attitudes and policies against LGBTQ people, we proclaim here with the heart of faith the casting out of any child of God in the name of God brings pain to God. It is a wound to our humanity and a failure to the family of the beloved the church is called to build and to celebrate. We don't come to this affirmation alone. As Christians, our guide and teacher in this life is Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus, the one who, when asked to summarize the law of God, picked two verses central to his Jewish faith, one from Deuteronomy and one from Leviticus. Love the Lord your God with all your mind and with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Our guide and our teacher is the one who dined with tax collectors and sex workers and any the world considered unclean or immoral or just not good enough. The one who healed on the Sabbath and turned the tables of the money changers. The one who taught forgiveness and humility and mercy and the closeness of God and the avoidance of religious people that prioritize judgment over grace. As Christians, our guide and teacher in this life is the one who spoke of the biological family's worth as a creation of God, good and important, but was also very clear that there is another reality that is even more important. Recall that when asked to define his true family, Jesus pointed to his friends and his followers, the ones he had chosen, and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my mother and sister and brother. Whoever does the will of God is my chosen family." Following Jesus means making God's mission of love and justice and solidarity the first priority in our lives. It is the cross we pick up and walk with every day. And we don't do this alone. Following Jesus means creating a family of spirit made up of those already close to us and those who find themselves abandoned by this world. Cast out into the wilderness, Hagar and Ishmael's meager provisions soon run out, and Hagar, distraught and convinced that her son would soon die, withdraws from him. "Do not let me look upon the death of a child." But exactly in this moment, exactly in this moment of despair and hopelessness, God hears the boy's cries and sends an angel to their aid. God rescues them, and as promised, they become the ancestors of a great nation, what we now know as the nation of Islam. God sides with Hagar, the exiled, dehumanized, enslaved woman pushed out of her complicated family by jealousy and distrust. Our sacred texts tell us that Hagar is the only person in the Bible to name God. Hagar is the only person in the Bible to name God. "You are El Royi," she says. The name she chooses for God is translated as "the living one who sees me." You are the living one who sees me. God sees. God loves. God celebrates those who the powerful and privileged seek to push out into the wilderness. Our families are meant to be a blessing to the world. Our family values should be defined by love and unwavering care, even when, especially when, things get complicated. And as Ael will soon speak to, sometimes they are, and this is a cause for celebration. And also on this Pride Sunday, we are reminded that as followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to continually build another family, a chosen family, a family of spirit, a family of the beloved, where all of us, inclusive of sexual orientation or gender identity or ability or race or economic circumstance, are welcomed and celebrated. Today, in the light of our rainbow pride candles, may we see each other as we truly are at our essence. May we see each other as fellow children of the living one, the living one who sees us and who loves us. Happy Pride. Amen.
I have known that I was queer since around the time that I started going to church. As part of a little congregation in rural New Brunswick, I felt like I belonged. I had community and support. In my church, I found family. Like most people who are part of the LGBTQ2S+ community, I was nervous about coming out to my family and to my church family. The summer I turned 15, I took my partner, a trans man, to church with me for the first time. He was understandably nervous. In a mostly conservative town in a little province, the odds were not in favor of a warm welcome. But my church family rose to the challenge. They welcomed my partner just as they had welcomed me years earlier, with open arms. They affirmed not only him, but also me. My ties with my local church community and the larger United Church grew even stronger. I began to think about baptism and even talked to the minister about ministry as a vocation when I was graduating from high school. Family is more than just the people you live with. It's the people you love and who love you, the people who grieve and celebrate with you. Family is who supports, walks with, and laughs with us. My church in New Brunswick made a choice. They did not choose to be merely the people that I lived alongside. They chose to be the people who supported, would journey with, and love me. It wasn't Pride Month when I came out to my church, but I felt just as celebrated as if they'd thrown a parade. As Christians, we are all blessed with a family. We are surrounded by our siblings in Christ, accompanied by the saints, led by Jesus and loved by the God of all creation. Within this good news, there is also an obligation to be a family. What does it mean to be a Christian family? To be a family that follows the example of Christ, to serve and support one another, to laugh and cry together, journey side by side, and most importantly, to love each other as Jesus loves us. When I came out as gender fluid and named myself Ale, my family never stopped loving me. My blood family switched name and pronouns and came up with a gender-neutral title for my nephew and nieces to call me. My chosen family signed birthday cards with the new name and helped me build my confidence to express myself. My faith family here at Met once again welcomed me with open arms, including and enfolding me in this vibrant community. For your unwavering support and unconditional love, I will forever be grateful. It will inspire me for always, and I am so blessed to have you as my family. Since this spring, I have had the immense privilege to be involved with a group of interdenominational clergy calling for faith communities of all kinds to make a common statement during our worship services to counter anti-queer statements made in the name of religion. With over 700 clergy from across Canada signed on to read an affirming declaration in June, we want to tell the LGBTQ2S+ community that we are family, that we love them, that God loves them. During Pride Month, we celebrate the LGBTQ2S+ community, but we are called to do more. Jesus did not just live with or celebrate with people, he served them, journeyed with them, and loved them. There are still many challenges that face the queer community, from employment and housing to healthcare and custodial rights. While June is definitely a month to celebrate, Christians cannot forget to be family to the LGBTQ2S+ community the rest of the time. To welcome them not only into the family of humanity, but the family of Christ, with respect, dignity, support, and celebration. I am very fortunate to have so much family. For many members of the LGBTQ2S+ community, this is not the case. I still get birthday cards from my dad and call my mom on the weekends, but these acts of family are not afforded to everyone. Too often, the reason people withhold family from queer people is religious ideology. So many LGBTQ2S+ people are denied family experiences such as birthday cards, grandparent visits, and holidays at home, or do not get to celebrate milestones like graduating with their blood family because of hate. I'm proud to be a part of the LGBTQ2S+ community. I'm equally proud to be Christian. An LGBTQ2S+ Christian is not an oxymoron, a hateful Christian is. In Christ, I have found a love beyond comprehension, support through trials, and a joy that helps me to never stop celebrating. Through being queer, I have found resilience I did not know I had and grown my heart immeasurably. For me, these two are fundamentally interconnected. I am not a Christian despite being queer, or queer in spite of being a Christian. I am both because that is the way God made me. That is who I am and who Jesus died for. The work of being family to the 2S LGBTQ+ community is like the work of any other family. It should never stop. As Christians, we are called not to simply live with one another, but to serve, walk, laugh with, and love each other. We are called to love as Jesus loved, wholly, recklessly, inclusively. I encourage you to visit the Shining Waters Regional Council website and read the faith statement that has been read aloud in many churches across the country. I also implore you to reach out to your LGBTQ+2S siblings to offer support, dignity, and love. Most of all, I invite you to celebrate who we all are, together, as a family.